Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're here in Midland with Carlos Rey, who's gotten 10 outs on this road trip across three appearances, all 10 strikeouts, leading the Texas League among relievers in strikeout rate this year. Carlos, I guess I just got to ask the obvious question. What's been working with all the Ks?
Just relying on my strengths, which is my fastball, and then that opens up everything else. So slider, changeup, just filling up the zone with all pitches.
I wanted to ask you about this bullpen as a whole, because this road trip, it's been one of the best units in Double-A baseball. We all know that collectively the group struggled to open the very early part of the season, but what do you think has happened for this bullpen on this trip?
I think over this road trip we've just really gelled together. You know, we've spent a lot of time together getting to know each other, what everybody likes to talk about and stuff like that, and just, you know, being around each other so much, it gains a different level of trust and support every time someone else goes out there, so that's been good.
What's the collaboration process like in the bullpen when you guys are talking about X's and O's and pitches you're trying to throw and how you're trying to get hitters out?
When it comes to trying to get hitters out, you know, we have a game plan for everybody. You know, you pitch every hitter different. No hitter's the same. And every pitcher's different. So we mainly talk about what we all throw and how we could get guys out using what we throw and using our strengths.
What was it like being at Nova Southeastern?
Nova, I mean, it was a blessing. I couldn't have asked for anything else. They took me in there with open arms. The coaching staff was great. I can't thank, you know, those guys enough. Laz, Brownie, Kev, like all those guys. They've helped me. They've formed me into the baseball player I am today.
What's your relationship with your current pitching coach, Gabby Hernandez, like?
That's my guy. I mean, we're both from Miami, so it's been pretty easy to you know, work with Gabby, and he knows a lot, so getting to learn from him is really cool.
What do people from Miami have an understanding with each other about?
I don't know. It's a Miami thing. If you know, it's like if you know, you know. I mean, you see people from Miami that you know around the baseball field, and you might not know each other, but you know of each other, and it's always like, it's a big town, but it's really small when it comes to the baseball community, so knowing a lot of guys from Miami, guys like Gabby and guys even in the Texas League like Romeo, it's good to know.
What's your mindset mentally when you come into a game, a close game late like you did the other night, and you know you've got the eighth inning of a one-run game? What's fueling through you in that situation?
A little bit of anger. As if you could probably tell, I'm pretty animated on the mound. And just knowing that my stuff plays. If I'm in the zone, it's going to be good. So just trusting that and trusting all the work I've put in.
The last strikeout you got the other night was one of the wackiest ones I've ever seen on that foul tip. What was going through your mind? Because you picked up on it, I think, first out of anybody in the ballpark, what was actually happening. Walk me through that whole scenario with Gavin Logan.
I mean, it was just like I thought it was just another foul tip. And
me
then
too.
Once I saw the ball like stuck on his back, my first instinct was to sprint off the mound and like try to grab it.
Yourself.
And then, yeah, grab it myself. And then once I saw it fall in his glove and I saw the umpire checking, I was just running, pointing the whole time that it was in his glove. It was it's nothing I've ever seen before. I don't know if it's ever happened before, so it was pretty cool.
Certainly hasn't happened in a game that I've seen. Carlos Rey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.